Have you ever felt that you've experienced revelation personally? If so, what was it like for you? Recall the sensory aspects of this moment. Did you hear outer or inner sounds, words? Did you see something, big or little, external or internal to you? Did you feel something touch your skin or enter your body? What position was your body in? Did you keep your balance? Did your stance change during or after your experience of something ineffable revealed to you? As we approach Shavuot in the Jewish calendar, we return to the biblical moment of revelation, when God reveals God's self to the people of Israel through the gift of the Torah. This encounter of human beings and God is very kinetic and dynamic. The moment is referred to as Ma'amad Har Sinai, standing at Sinai. The people heard the sounds and saw the voices of the divine, all at once and yet each in her or his own way, according to that person's unique capacity to hear, to receive and comprehend, and literally to stand that which was incoming. In the body meditation that follows, I invite you to explore your own stance of standing and your own sense of hearing. To simply stand, to simply be aware of what you hear and sense, is perhaps an invitation to something revelatory about the miracle of being alive in this body, on this day, at this moment, alert and awake to the divine mystery that is both other and intimate at once. So, please come to a standing position as you take mountain pose. Allow your feet to be several inches apart. Let the weight of your body rest evenly on the outer and inner edges of the feet, the balls, and the heels. Feel the solidness of your feet planted right where you are, rooted in the earth. Let the muscles in your legs firm and tone, solid and balanced. Let your tailbone sink down towards the earth. Your thigh bones can move back towards the back of your body at the same time. Lift your spine up out of the waist, feeling your bottom ribs move away from your hips. Roll your shoulders up and then down your back. Feel your chest broadening and making more room for your heart. Allow your arms to tone and firm by the sides of your body, fingers alive with energy and spread apart. Let your palms face forwards, slightly rolling your upper arms outward and keeping your elbows straight. Let the ears move back so they rest over your shoulders. Allow the back of the neck to gently lengthen as you maintain the lift through your spine. Keep your tailbone lengthening to the earth as if you had sand in your two back pockets. Let your eyes recede back into the skull and the outer and inner creases of your eyes to soften. Soften the skin on your scalp. Relax the jaw and the tongue in your mouth. Now allow your eyes to close. Feel your feet still firm on the floor and the muscles of your arms and legs toned, so you keep the stance of mountain pose. Keeping this aliveness in the pose, bring your awareness to your ears. Allow the space between the ears to widen. Imagine the outer ears, the flesh. See the inner ears inside the head. Soften the skin of the outer ears. Allow the ear canals to broaden. Keep your breath even and flowing. And listen. Listen to the sounds that enter your awareness through the ears. The sounds of this podcast. Any noises that may arise from the room you are now in, from the outside of this room. Listen to the silence that you may hear. See if you can notice sound simply as sound. If your mind begins to tell you things about this sound, notice that and return to the experience of hearing. Just sound. Just the vibration of the waves entering the body. You're paying attention to what is happening right now in this moment. Hearing and opening to receive just this next sound. Keep your ears soft and wide open. Keep listening. Keep standing. Keep open to what you hear. Without having to make meaning from these sounds, allow yourself to immerse fully into the experience of hearing. Let this be enough, being alive, receiving sound. Now, see if you can bring this deep listening inside your body. Turn your attention to the awareness of your feet once again. Listen to your feet as you maintain your balance on the floor. What do you hear? How are your feet speaking? Listen to your legs. What do you receive? Your belly. Your heart. What do you hear as you turn your deep attention to the heart that is pumping inside your chest? Listen to the back of the neck, your throat, your head. Let your hearing be very expansive now so that you open to your entire body in the same moment. Your awareness receiving information from your scalp to your toes, the front of your body and the back, the insides and outsides of your arms and your legs, as if each cell of your body had ears so wide to hear, to receive. And now, allow your body to guide you into a position or movement that expresses your prayer or desire to hear a revelation of awareness. Perhaps this voice, this gesture, is quite small. Perhaps it's very big. It doesn't matter. You are simply allowing yourself to practice deep listening to the inner movements of your unique spirit. Stay with the body's intelligence, moving and guiding your consciousness. And if you're ready, slowly, please bring yourself back to mountain pose. Allow your eyes to open. Notice the colors and forms around you and the texture of the light. Notice the state of your thinking mind. Notice sounds in the environment around you. You have practiced a sustained mountain pose, standing with awareness and with an intention of listening, deeply hearing what enters your ears from the outside and to what fills your awareness from within. May your Ma'amad Har Sinai, your own standing at Sinai, be full with presence and with revelation.
Dang, 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 dang